Does your mind's eye blink? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Alex Mayer, assistant professor of psychology at Vanderbilt University, discusses this question.
As humans, we have a remarkable and fairly unique ability to look in one direction while paying attention to another. Paying attention to a particular location improves our ability to see things at that location, even if our eyes are pointed elsewhere. Our eyes and our attention constantly move around the world, just not always together. The visual cortex processes both information from our eyes and feedback from the rest of the brain to help us understand what we're seeing, including information guiding our attention. Once a person pays attention to a certain location, brain activity corresponding to that location increases. We wanted to know what happens before attention settles, while a person moves attention between locations. We had subjects play a simple video game. Once the subjects learned to play the game well, it's surprisingly hard to keep your eyes still, we measured visual cortex activity while they played. We found that as attention moves from one location to another, overall activity in the visual cortex briefly decreased. By simultaneously tracking many neurons and applying sophisticated computational analyses, we traced the source of this disruption to parts of the brain guiding attention, not to the eyes. This is similar to what happens while our eyes are moving. During eye movements, activity in the visual cortex temporarily decreases to avoid the disorienting experience of seeing the rapid movement of the image. There seems to be a real biological basis for the proverbial cost for paying attention, or more precisely, for changing attentional focus. This cost takes the form of brief moments of reduced brain responses to sensory stimuli while we are shifting our attention. The brain thus seems to internally blink for a moment, not processing the visual world as normal. Previous studies have found behavioral evidence that this is the case, but our study points towards the brain mechanisms underlying this phenomenon.
That was Alex Mayer of Vanderbilt University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.